Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Orla. While we're on the topic of Bittul, Mishnah Vav continues with the following case. Netiya shel Orla, if you have a tree, a plant of Orla, right? The tree was planted within the last couple of years. Vishel Kalei Kerem, or for that matter, if it is a vine of Kalei Kerem or a plant of Kalei Kerem, something that was planted in proximity to a vine or a vine that had something planted in proximity to it. These things are both Asur B'Hana and Asur B'Chil, of course. Shenis Arvu B'Netios, and they got mixed in with other plants, meaning you lost track of it. Somewhere in this field, somewhere in this orchard, there's an Orla tree. One Orla tree mixed into this orchard. And somewhere in this vineyard, there's a Kalei Kerem vine, or somewhere in this vegetable garden, there's a row of vegetables that was growing near a vine and became asur, but I don't know where. So, hareze lo yilkot, you may not pick anything. It's all asur to pick the whole field, no matter what the ratio is, even if it's 1 in 500. Why? Because it's mechubar lekarka. It's attached to the ground, and things that are attached to the ground can't ever be batel. And it can't, since the tree itself, that is Arla, somewhere in this orchard, is not able to become batel, so therefore none of the fruits in these trees can be picked, because they're all considered asur mishum Arla. Ve'im lakat. What if you did? What if you forgot? You didn't realize. You did it by accident. You accidentally picked all the fruits in this field. So now, actually, you're okay, right? Yala becha rasayim. Then now we're talking about fruits. Fruits that are not mechubar lekarka. We already know they are batel at the ratio of 200 to 1. So as long as you have 200 fruits to the one, right? So again, if there were 400 trees, so then, or even 201 trees. Then you can be pretty sure that your Orla fruits have been nullified by your non-Orla fruits. Ubilvat shel yiskaven lilkot, as long as you don't intend to pick it, because there is actually an Isser Darabanan of Ein Mevat L'Nisul Chachila. We do not nullify Isser deliberately. And since you're not allowed to do that, so if you did, so you get a knas, so it's forbidden to eat. Rabbi Yossi, however, disagrees with this opinion. Af yiskaven lilkot v'yala bechel masayim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, in this case, you actually allowed to intentionally pick the fruit. Even though the tree itself can't be nullified, you are allowed to intentionally pick all the fruit so that it will be nullified in a ratio of 200 to 1. Why does Rabbi Yossi say you're allowed to do that? Rabbi Yossi says, listen, people are usually careful about this, right? Because if you're ruining your entire orchard because you lost track of one tree. So people are usually very, very careful. And since people are very careful, this is a very unusual case. Well, unusual cases aren't included typically in the Gezerah. And so when the Chachamim made the Gezerah of Bittul Isser Katchila, that you're not allowed to intentionally nullify Isser, they did not include this case. This case is excluded because it's an unusual case. They only included normal cases. And since this is an unusual case, it's excluded. And in this case, Rabbi Yossi says, you are allowed to intentionally pick the fruit to be mevatel it.